Greetings and welcome to Community Podcasts. My name is Patrice Agay. I'm your host. Well, Malantu, our guest today is Malantu Rabari. Malantu, how are you?
Ah, thank you, Patrice. Good morning. I'm really fine. Thank you.
Do me a favor. Move your camera down a little bit so I can see your entire face. There it is. That's much better. Good to see you. You look even more beautiful when I can see your entire face. All right. Well, Malantu, good to have you here. So we're going to be talking about our topic today is on the SG Armada, the National Biblical Instruction Madagascar Champion of 2010. So we're going to be featuring Malantu. She was the 2010, the first year that our program went to Madagascar. She was the winner. Actually, Malantu, did you win in 2009 and then compete at the International 2010, or did you win in 2010 and compete in 2009?
In fact, it was in 2012. So I won locally 2012, June, and then I competed in Portland in 2012 in September.
2012. All right. So we're featuring our national Madagascar competition from 2012. And of course, we're doing that because this week, as many of you guys know, we have the international, the regional Africa competition coming up this week. And then we also have the Nehemiah week with the international competition coming up in August. So this is competition week and competition month. So Malantu, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, Malantu, first of all, of course, Madagascar, like other parts of the world, is facing the coronavirus crisis. How is it going over there in Madagascar?
Yeah. Yes, as you said, like other countries in the world, Madagascar faced the challenge with the COVID-19. The first case of coronavirus was registered in the country in March 2020. And since then, there are more than 4,800 contaminated cases and 2,000 treated, 538 severe cases. And now we have registered 35 deaths. So I would say that the pandemic has reached all the population without discrimination. People from different socio-economical status, starting from general population to managers, to decision politicians, partners at national and international levels, organizations, church ministries, all those touched by the virus. And just this weekend, we lost the head of the Association of Christian Church of Madagascar.
Wow.
The economic impact of COVID-19 undoubtedly affected Madagascar's economic dynamics. Let me take, for example, the tourism sector. So, as you know, mass touristic visit comes into the island, comes from France, China, Italy, USA, and now the number of tourists coming to Madagascar has declined 48% from the last year. So my thought is that in the midst of all this crisis, we all should realize that God is really calling us to turn back to Him in these last days.
Wow. Amen. That's incredible. So your tourism has been impacted. The church are impacted, truly impacted. So how has it impacted your business?
Yeah. My business called the SG Armada, which stands for Save, Give and Invest in Madagascar. That's a microloan fund. And we support financially, technically, spiritually, Christian entrepreneurs in their businesses. So we give business loans to entrepreneurs, coach them in their businesses. In addition to 8 current loans, we just received 6 new demands, and these are under analysis. And then we are expanding our services, and we are in the process, you know, to launch our study loan. We got 3 students who intend to continue their study in Canada and would like to apply for fall 2020. Unfortunately, the COVID-19 around the world really impacted our business like ours and impacted our calendar. And now we continue praying to know God's timing and God's willing for everything we do. And we trust fully that God has his guidance. So that's what is going on with our business.
Wow. Again, we talked to Malantu, the 2012 winner of the National Biblical Entrepreneurship Business Plan Competition in Madagascar. She went on to compete at the international level, and she won second place at the International Business Plan Competition with SG Amada. So you gave us a bit of description about SG Amada is Malantu, but I want you to do it again. So what does SG Amada stand for, and what exactly does it do? Could you kind of give that so people understand exactly what you do as a company?
Yeah. SG Amada stands for Save, Give, and Invest in Madagascar. This is, in fact, a microloan fund. And we support businesses. We give them loans. We give them technical and spiritual support. And the new product, as I said, is really the study loan. So that's what we are doing.
And when you say study loan, you mean school loans? School loans.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
To give loans for students so that they can continue their studies.
Go to college. And yeah. That's in the U.S., student loans primarily come from government loans. So you have we have a government program where my children or myself, if you want to go back to college or finish college or go to college, whatever, we have a government program that we all apply to with low interest rates to go to college. It's a very strong program in the United States. But that's not the case internationally, right?
Yeah.
And so with that, so that means private sector, private organizations like yourself have to provide student loans for Christians or for people in general. So if you didn't provide these loans, how would they go to college?
In fact, you know, just to come back to your question, in fact, there is no study loan here in the country, neither from the government nor from private sector. So the idea is really, you know, in front of the difficult situation here in Madagascar and after the crisis, the idea is really to give opportunities for Malagasy students to follow their studies abroad. Mm-hmm. And we would like to target high, medium families, so that in partnership with their parents, for sure, the loan may be reimbursed.
Wow, that's incredible. You're meeting a key need there. Malantu, some may be listening, wondering, okay, it's not a huge risk you providing student loans to these families. What would you say to that?
I would say, you know, because we have implemented a strong partnership and relationship with their parents, because those are Christians that we know through our network. And we base, you know, our analysis on the parents' assets, on the parents' business and activities. And the long-term vision is really to give the whole household the opportunity to grow and to witness on God's provision in their life.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, this is, we're talking to the founder and the CEO of SG Amada, Save, Give, and Invest, as she was the champion of the 2012 business plan competition in Madagascar. She went in to compete at the international competition, and she won second place at the international level. Malantu, so what, first of all, what motivated you to start SG Amada, and what had you, what were you doing before? What prepared you for it?
Yeah, you know, I work for international organization, and since I joined the International Labor Office, I was in charge of micro loan system. At that time, we gave loans for women in informal sector to leverage their income generating activities. Then when I joined the Biblical Entrepreneurship Program in 2011, then God really called me to set up the first Christian Bank of Madagascar, because I was so aware of the impact of the high rate applied here in the country and the poverty and the corruption that Madagascar is facing since years. Then, based on that, I start working on the business plan on how, in a biblical perspective, we can support either the Christian entrepreneurs or the families or the community or the church. And that's how it comes to the mind to set up Save, Give, and Invest in Madagascar.
Again, we're talking to Malantu, the founder and president of SG Amada, or Save, Give, and Invest Madagascar. She was the winner of the 2012 Madagascar National Business Plan Competition. And then she came to the International Business Plan Competition, and she won second place. And since then, she has launched her company. She did not win first place, but she was able to launch her business. Team, if somebody can get in touch with Malantu just to see what's going on there. We lost her Wi-Fi again. Madagascar has electricity issues that goes on in and out, and so we hopefully will get her shortly. And it's just been amazing what she's done. We're going to talk to her. She's going to share with us the impact that SG Amada has had in Madagascar, how her experience was as a part of the first business plan competition. She was the first one. Since she's won, many Malagasy have gone on to win. They've had two first place winners out of Madagascar. They've had several second place winners out of Madagascar. And it's just been an amazing journey since 2012. I mean, powerful. That was 8 years ago. So 8 years ago, Malantu won first place with her business plan. She didn't have a banking background. She didn't even have a finance background. Her background was project management. She worked with several multinationals, NGOs in Madagascar, and she had a vision. She wanted to eradicate poverty in her country. She wanted to help. She wanted to serve. And she felt being able to address the issue of capital, being able to provide low-cost financing to the people of Madagascar, was her way to help and to solve, to provide a solution for the problem that she saw. And as a result, she went ahead and put a business plan out of Biblical Entrepreneurship. She completed this business plan called SG Amada. And after she presented a plan in 2012, she lost the competition, but she received second place winner. During those days, there was no cash prizes that we offered for competitor winners. Only first place had a cash prize. Second, third, and fourth place didn't have a cash prize. And so she went on and she lost. But a year later, I think 2013 or 2014, I think a year later, I think 2013, she launched her business as she had said she was going to launch. She got received a grant from First Press of Orlando, First Presbyterian Church of Orlando, to launch her business. I believe it was a $50,000 grant that she launched her business with. Now, and then she went ahead and began to have loans and begin to have finance companies, organizations, and we partnered with her and brought other investors to the table. And as a result, she was able to launch her business. And hopefully we'll get her back so you can hear about the number of companies that she's been able to help from several industries that she needed to provide help for. And I have her presentation with me. And if on the worst case, I'll kind of walk you guys through that. If, again, 8 years ago, in partnership with First Presbyterian Church of Orlando, we launched Biblical Entrepreneurship in Madagascar. Actually, it was 9 years ago. And one of the students that came out of that class was Malantu, who produced her business plan called SGI Mada, Save, Give, and Invest Madagascar. And today, she's helped many businesses by providing low-cost capital. You're talking about a country where access to capital is so expensive. I mean, they're doing 25, 20, 30% loans. That's how much it's costing these businesses to access capital. And she's providing it at, I believe, 10%. She's in a clear form when she comes back. 10% return interest versus the 20, 30, whatever they're getting right now. And amazing. And as a result, she's helping many entrepreneurs access affordable capital in Madagascar. And as she does that, as they access affordable capital, it's able to help them to launch their businesses or expand their businesses. That is an awesome thing. So those of you in our audience who've been able to help our entrepreneurs by sponsoring a business or by being able to be donors of Nehemiah Project, that will kind of give you a sense of what your support can do, what your support does. Your support helps entrepreneurs like Malantu to be able to start businesses, to be able to, in her case, provide capital to other businesses, and to be able to help her local economy. If you listen to this, you have questions or comments about SGI Mada, about what we're doing internationally, about the work that that we're doing in Africa, just go ahead, shoot your questions. I'll answer them so I can help you with this. But I'd like to invite you, team, if you could put up the link to the a regional business plan competition coming up this week in online, and you can go to our website and register. The team's gonna put up a link in a few minutes. The Africa Regional Business Plan Competition, and there this year we have Congo competing, we have Madagascar competing, and we have Malaysia competing. They'll be competing. Which business is going to represent Africa at the International Business Plan Competition at Nehemiah Week. And that competition will be happening during Nehemiah Week in August, the week of August 10th. So you want to come to this week's event, the Regional Africa Business Plan Competition. And that particular event is free of charge. And by the way, if you are from Congo, if you are from Madagascar, if you are from Kenya, you want to attend. Let me tell you why you want to attend. Because we have judges that will be selecting the winners who will represent Madagascar, who will represent Africa at the international competition. However, we're going to have a audience participation. So as the audience, you're going to get a chance to vote on the best business plan. And the best business plan will receive cash prize, okay? And so if you're from Congo, you want to come because you want to support all of them, but you want to support the Congolese person. If you're from Kenya, you want to come. You want to support a Kenyan person. If you're from Madagascar, you want to come because you want to support the Madagascar person. You can vote for anyone you want because you're going to chance to vote for what you think the best business plan is. And as a result of that, we're going to provide the winner with cash prize. So come and support your country, your region. So please put up the team's going to put up the registration form for the Africa or the regional Africa business plan competition. Just click that link. You're going to see in a few minutes there, and you want to then go there to register. It's a free event so that you can attend and support all the contenders and support your country. Let's encourage kingdom entrepreneurship throughout Africa. Okay, let's encourage kingdom entrepreneurship throughout Africa and help Africans build businesses that create jobs, that have an impact there, that provide, that advances the kingdom. Malantu, unfortunately, is not able to come back. We're still waiting for her. But let me share something about her presentation. She sent her presentation to me, and I want to share some of the things from her presentations with you that may be able to help in terms of the impact that she's be able to make. Now, so she provides, SG Amada provides interest rates of, listen to this. This is incredible. Of 10% versus 48%. So in the country of Madagascar, loans are, they charge 48% interest rate. Hers are 10%. All right? And she goes, she provides loans of up to $5,000 and more, while most of the microloans in the country are only about $1,000. So she targets the small and medium-sized companies versus the very small ones who are not job creators. She started, her first loan was provided July 2016. So July 2016 is when she provided her first loan. And she's been working with the network of churches and biblical entrepreneurs in her country. And she's structured as a nonprofit organization. Now, let me tell you about the impact she's made. Out of all her loans, 27% have been used for equipment purchases, and 4% have been used for raw material purposes, 42% have been used for building, right? So, I'm sorry, 42% has been used for building, construction, 27% have been used for equipment purchases, and the rest have been used for raw materials. Okay, so the capital she provides, out of all that capital, 27% used to purchase equipment, 42% used to for construction, and the rest used for raw materials. The business that she's been able to invest in has been furniture manufacturing companies, fitness companies, garage repairs, pharmaceutical, agriculture, hospitality, construction. So she's been able to help a number of businesses in several sectors, providing with loans of $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $25,000 at 10% interest rate versus 48%. Also, it's important to note, in terms of Malantu, that the key impact that she's made. So she's been able to have encourage a client to save money by increasing the deposit. She's been able to support entrepreneurs, and she's been also able to bring others to Christ and even encourage her clients to share the gospel, bring others to Christ. She's been able to support her local church and communities. She's supported drugs for young pregnant women. She's been able to purchase drugs or medication for young pregnant women. She's provided money to people with cancer, provided rice and beans for people in jail, and she's provided blackboard for church high schools. And she's also been able to provide money for church and orphanages and food for needy and vulnerable students. I mean, look what she's done. And again, she's not a large company yet, but she's making a tremendous kingdom and community impact. What she's also been able to do is invest in businesses that have created 10 new jobs and over, and also over 900 agriculture jobs. She's helped to open Well-Being Center, Granulet and Marinade. So she's helped to open three new businesses through her loans. And she's helped expand the other businesses. That's kind of, again, what she's done. Out of all the loans she's done, one is fully repaid. And then, I'm sorry, not just one. Hold on. One, two, three, four. So four is fully repaid. So four of her loans is fully repaid. And about five of them, four of them are ongoing. So she's done eight loans so far. Four are fully repaid. And five of them, four of them are ongoing. All right. So she also sent me this picture of some successful loans that's completed. Let me see if I'm able to show. Tech team, I'm able to show my screen. Can I show my screen so you can see some of what I have here from Alantu in terms of business that she's impacted? Somebody tell me yes or no if I'm able to show my screen so that people can see okay. Yeah, okay, Kenji, come on. So Kenji is gonna come on the podcast, and since he was also a competitor and helped to talk about his experience. But Kenji, am I able to show, somebody tell me yes or no, am I able to show, if I show my screen, am I able to do that? I need to know if I can do that. Somebody tell me yes or no. If I, while they're doing that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Let me just show you something.
All right. So, Kenji, so I'm going to show my screen. And then, Kenji, you're not going to talk about your story for the rest of the time. Too bad we missed Milan. But I want to show to the, to the folks kind of what, let's see. I want to show some of what Milan to share. Can you guys see this? Kenji, can you guys see this?
Patrice, do you mind sharing it with me?
If you share, I'll share with you. Okay.
Yeah, share with me, right, then I'll put it up on the screen.
Okay, I'll do that then. I'll do that. Yeah. Because I have it here, and it's saying I could share, right? Oh. And it's telling me I could share. Let me do this real quick. Yeah, it's telling me I can't. Can you see this?
There you go.
Oh, see, I'm not as technologically. All right, so look, so this is one of the businesses that Malantu was able to help. This is a manufacturing company in wood manufacturing because of the loans that Malantu provided. Also, the Jikin has been also a big help. Global Kingdom Investors Network, Nehemiah was also a big help with this. This entrepreneur was able to go from this building here to this building here. I mean, look at that. From this building here, to this building here, they were able to do some fairs. They were also able to, they have a machine dryer, you can see here. Look at where they went from, Kenji. They went from here to here.
Wow.
And then got this new machine and did some fairs. Also, this fitness center here was able to build a new pool for her facility. And then also here, a pharmacy was able to do some, purchase more equipment, more supplies, and help fix up. And then a garage was able to be helped. And then also a hospitality business. I mean, look what she's been able to do. And agriculture. I mean, that is powerful, agriculture. So, and then... So these are some of the businesses that Malanta has been able to help. So again, it's really have a huge positive impact in Madagascar. So if you want to support the Africa Business Plan Competition to help see more Malantus to be able to launch their businesses, to get the support they need. I want you to come to register to for the Nehemiah Regional Business Plan Competition this week and come there and support Congo, Kenya, and Madagascar. And of course, come to Nehemiah Week in August so that you can support the International Business Plan Competition. Now, Kenji, so Melantu competed in, thank you for jumping in this last minute, Kenji. Melantu competed in 2012, that's 8 years ago. At that time, there was no cash prizes. I mean, you know, it was just opportunity. But then she's launched a business, so she's raised money and she's launched the business. You competed last year.
Yep.
So yep. how was your experience?
Good question. So first, I have to give it up to guys of Madagascar. Madagascar, those guys are serious competitors. Kenyans. I'm a Kenyan and I'm a competitor. We do marathon. But when it comes to business and faith, I have to give those guys one on that one. So for me, just in case there are other competitors who are watching this, I'd just first just tell them to just relax and just be easy and just soak it in and understand your business inside out. Mm-hmm. Now, it was a bit scary. I'll be very honest. First, I wasn't, I've never really put together a business plan. I mean, from the whole concept to financials and then pitch it before a panel. That was very scary. And I remember Frank was my coach who asked me just to, you know what, now that you've gotten this far, just start to internalize what kind of impact drive. Talk about the impact more than show them the razzmatazz of your business. So I'll tell you, if there's one thing that I learned is that even when you're pitching before an audience, it's good to look at your numbers, but it is more important to look at the impact of your business, because it's not just numbers. It's more about touching people's lives.
Well, especially because we are dealing with kingdom businesses, right? I mean, you're not going to have a kingdom business if you don't impact people's lives. Kenji, so they understand, I mean, we're one of your clients. And so as your client, you serve us. I think we're one of your first international clients, right? So you didn't win the competition, but you came out with a client. So what is your business, so that our audience can understand what your business is?
Yes, so I run an outfit called Bar Connect, and we are an integrated digital service provider. And so we provide solutions both in communication and payments. So in Africa, we have a huge gap in e-commerce. It's a very fragmented market. So what we are providing, the solution we're providing for them is an integrated solution from communication to conversion. So that's a gap we are trying to actually fill. And digital marketing is one of the services that we offer, and that's what we are currently offering my projects.
Yeah,
and
we are
very happy to serve you guys. We love
that. As a matter of fact, you are the one that upgraded us to StreamYard. I mean, without Bower Connect, we would not have this upgraded podcast tool. So this is one thing you do for your clients, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we also believe we're living in different times, and we don't have the luxury of meeting in person. So we're trying to be innovative in how we do our content creation. And this is just one tool where we get to interact virtually or remotely from the comfort of our houses, of our offices. So yes, this is the tool that we actually employ for our clients.
So Kenji, when you went through the class, when you signed up, did you imagine that you would win the competition at all?
Oh, you know the real story? Let me tell you a funny thing. This was actually a faith move. In fact, I couldn't afford the program. Now my business coach right now, was Frank, was taking me through the program, told me, you know what, Kenji, how about you exchange value for value? You come, film my sessions. So I had a camera. I was at the back of the class filming all his sessions from day one, from the first module to the last module. And then by the time I got in the middle, I remember it was so engaging that sometimes I forget that I'm behind the camera. I start taking notes. And I'm just telling Frank, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. Because I didn't actually sit on a desk to learn BE. I learned it behind a camera.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And so that's how. So he actually gave me a, because I charged him for the service, and he gave me the certification. So it was like a good trade-in. And when I pitched in front of the panelists, they thought I had a compelling pitch, and that's how I won.
So you go from bothering, I mean, not being for the class, taking it from the back of the camera, and then you win the competition.
Yes.
So then that meant you were going to the United States. Have you ever come to America before?
Never. That was culture shock for me.
Wow.
That story for another day, because I remember when actually I was in, it was like, I couldn't believe, like, what do you mean? Because when we were pitching the last day, when we were actually having the gala night, I remember I was telling my wife, let me just get through this, because there's so much anxiety. I just want it to get done. We go back to our normal lives. And I was so shocked to hear our name being called that we are going to the US. So it didn't even hit me. The reality hit me when they gave me that dummy check. I'm like, what? Yeah, I tell you, God has jokes. And I tell you, it's important to put faith before anything else.
Yes, he does. You know, Malantu is there. Could you bring Malantu back on the screen? And then also, can you stay on? I'm going to continue with you and Malantu. If you could bring her on, we'll continue.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. So, she's here.
Yeah. So, Kenji, Malantu, welcome back.
I'm so sorry. The electricity is really a challenge here.
We understand. So Kenji came on to take your slot. We're talking about him. As you know, he competed last year at the international competition. He won the Kenya competition last year as well, as you did 8 years ago. So let me finish with Kenji real quick, Malanta. I'll continue with you, and I'll kind of tell you what's happened. So,
okay.
So Kenji, so you win by surprise. How was participating? How was that experience for you? What did it do for you? What benefit did you get out of competing at the international level?
Yeah. So first, I have to give credit to Madagascar. Now that Malanto is here, they're the ones who knocked me out of the regional competition.
Oh, because you had to compete. That's right. You had to compete with...
Rado. I remember. Rado, the shoemaker, he came strong. Yeah, so he knocked me out. But I'm extremely humble. It taught me a lot.
So what are some things you learned from that?
So now I'll tie it in with my experience. So so the first thing is, so when I got to the States, of course, I mean, my week is, it's information overload. Like, you have to be ready to learn and just have an open mind to receiving, because God works, you know. And I remember just sitting there in some form of unbelief, because I'm here in the US. I am actually in the political capital. I'm in DC, you know. So I felt like very privileged, first as an African child, to be in the States doing a pitch, you know. Not everyone gets that opportunity. Then secondly, I was surrounded by a lot of good energy. Like, first, the being Christians, just people that want to build kingdom businesses genuinely, you know, from within, they want to follow God's will for their business. I was impressed to see the hunger people came with to Nehemiah. And then, of course, the diversity. That blew me away. So I'm here. I'm next to a French speaker. I'm next to a Spanish speaker. I'm just with different mixes of culture, race. Oh man, it's such a beautiful mix. In fact, it painted out a beautiful canvas of how God created human beings to coexist. So for me, I was very blown away by just the diversity, and also I also was humbled by the competition, because I came in with some level of, let me say, bravado. I came in knowing that I got some stuff here, you know, because I was bringing a technology product, which is good. I tell you, it's what is keeping us afloat right now. But the most important thing I learned is that also it's about God's timing. You know, He has a plan for everyone. And when guys are competing, no one is a loser. Everyone has, there's a path for everyone. So my path was actually to meet Patrice and give me business, which has lasted me, which has kept our business.
That is true.
Above water. And for someone else, it could be the exposure just to be in the U.S., yeah. to experience something different. For someone else, it could be winning the Nehemiah International Business Prize competition, just the badge, because it's quite prestigious, you know. And for me, I was just humbled by the fact, you know, God has something in store for everyone. And just walk your path and believe in Him, and He'll make everything good in due time.
I love it. I love it. Last question, Kenji, and I'm going to jump on to. This year, the competition is digital.
Yeah.
Last year was live. So, obviously, they don't have the experience of coming to the United States and that whole piece. But what do you think is going to be different this year? Do you think they're going to, do you think that these competitors are going to miss that, you know, what's the plus and minus about it being digital this year due to COVID?
Right. So, okay, so there are two sides of the coin. I mean, I feel there's nothing that really can beat in-person interaction. The fact that I can see you, touch you, and hear you in person, that's very powerful. But again, on the flip side, there's a beautiful thing that's happening, because right now, you don't have to have $1,000 for a trip. to pay for a flight to the US and think about all the logistical and accommodation issues. You only need a computer, good internet connection, and an open heart to learn. That is it. And what you receive is so much more. I mean, I feel like you'll be able to experience, honestly, and this is not talking about it just to sell the event. You'll be able to understand truly God's purpose for your business. Like truly, it resonates with you once you just go through day one, you do the training, the coaching, you start to see how even entrepreneurs access capital. It starts to unlock other parts of your mind to possibilities that you didn't even know. And I assure you, you will always live with a revelation. So for me, I think the flip side is that you get to connect conveniently and very cost efficiently.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. We're going to have Kenji back, because Kenji, one of the speakers at Nehemiah Week, he's going to be doing a session on social media. So Kenji, we're going to be scheduling to come back to talk more about your business and about your session. Kenji, thank you for stepping in for Malantu and filling in here. Kenji, the 2019 winner for Kenya competition, and unfortunately he got knocked out by Madagascar for the international competition. But Kenji, this year, God willing, Kenya has another chance on Saturday.
I'm not going to scare you, but this time We come as a battalion. I hope you're sure. We've been doing our groundwork. We're coming back stronger.
That is awesome.
Just before I leave, I just wanted to shout out Zamina. She says, fantastic, learning behind the camera. Right.
And amen.
And also, Sam says, hi, Malanto. This is such important needs. That's a meeting. So proud of you. So we are proud of you, Malanto. Keep going.
Thank you.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you. And for you too. Yeah.
You know, that is awesome. You know, Malanto, 8 years ago when you competed, you set up a course where, did you ever imagine that after you, so many Malagasys will win the competitions?
Yeah, 8 years ago, I really ignored even what is God's calling for me and for the country and for the community. Mm. So, you know, I started 2012, so back from Portland, then started my business. And every year, Madagascar could have a representative to the Niamaya week and to enter the community. So I think the most important is that time after time, you realize God's hands bringing you, bringing your Malagasy friends and brothers and sisters and entrepreneurs to witness God's calling at international level. So really so thankful to the Lord that we could do that. And wow. Most importantly, we could get, you know, Madagascar could get third place 2 times, second place 2 times, and the first place 2 times. That's to say the mercy of God for our country.
Wow. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Malanto, Madagascar is a small country.
Yeah.
You guys always compete with these big countries, wealthier countries. What do you think has been the secret to Madagascar winning above all these countries, though you're small and though you're poorer in terms of economics? What's been the key to, what's been the secret sauce?
Yeah. So honestly, the secret is really the faith in God. That's really what we did and follow since we entered the Niamaya community. Because we are convinced that going to Portland to present our business plan or going to Orlando to present our business plan, it's not from us. It's really God's mercy, and God appointed us to do that. So we follow really all the rules, all the process, all the tools that we got from the Niamaya. And we need good coach. We need perseverance. We need really serious in everything we do. And we also share lessons. So the one that comes from a previous competition share to others. And that's a community life and a teamwork. That's how we arrive at this stage.
Wow, that is awesome. But Anto, our time is almost up, and we're going to have you come back later on in the future to go more into your business. But a couple of questions for you. Number one, give us a sense of what kind of impact has SG Amada had in Madagascar? I kind of shared a little bit, but in a few words, 1 minute, what kind of impact do you feel your company sort of had in Madagascar?
Yeah. You know, since we started in 2016, because we started just giving loans in 2016, to date, SG Amada has disbursed more than $135,000 in loans to medium-high enterprises. And some of them have been fully repaid. So as SGI Mada's name, we really could save lives of people, entrepreneurs, save soul to the kingdom of God, and save money to the banks. We could also develop the spirit of giving. So, you know, SGI is giving tithes every year to support needy people, give financial support to, like, for example, teen, young women, pregnant women, people with cancer. We give food for people in jail, for example. We also build blackboard to church schools. And at the same time, the board members of SGI and the clients also get the spirit of giving. So they supported orphanage, they gave money, medication, foods. But the most importantly, we could invest in businesses. So we could create 10 permanent jobs, 900 punctual work, and the entrepreneurs could expand their businesses. So some has new services and product, others have opened new businesses. And beside of that, we have also registered some delay in reimbursement, but SGI has applied a penalty monthly in front of that. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, Anto, you're going to be on a panel during the MI week where you'll be sharing about how the impact that the investors had in your company, and then sharing some tips to other entrepreneurs who may want to raise capital and launch their own business, spend their business, what to do. So do a little commercial. Why should people come to Nehemiah Week and hear you? What are some things, or why should they experience Nehemiah Week? Could you do a little commercial for us? Why should those listening and watching come to Nehemiah Week this year? What would you say to them? Melanto, can you hear me? Oh, I think I'll be lost Melanto again. But in any event, let me say this to you guys. We want to encourage you to come to Nehemiah Week to hear Melanto's story, to hear about her business, and to support these entrepreneurs from around the globe that are looking to raise capital and looking to compete at the International Business Plan Competition. We want to invite you to the regional competition this week coming up on Saturday. Go to our website, sign up and register, so you can support Congo, Madagascar. Are you back with us? Okay.
It was cut, yeah.
All right, okay. So my question to you was, as you preparing to be a panelist at Nehemiah Week to talk about your experience with Jikin at raising capital, funding businesses, why should those listening, and you've been to Nehemiah Week every year for the last 8 years, watching, what can you say to them? Why should they come to Nehemiah Week this year? What can you say to encourage our listeners to come to Nehemiah Week, hear you speak, and experience that entire week? Do a little commercial for them. Why should they come?
Yeah. I just want to emphasize that Nehemiah Week is really a special event. That's a holy event. That's a great opportunity to learn new things, to visit successful businesses and entrepreneurs, to share lessons and experiences, to showcase and visibility, to expand your network. But the most importantly, this is also a quality time to share together between brothers and sisters in Christ around the world, and to witness how great is our God. So you could strengthen your faith, but also you could expand the network of your businesses. So every minute, every second that I had during all the annual Nehemiah Week, I really enjoyed. So I invite people to come to attend this. It's worth attending Nehemiah Week. And I would say also, I would advise even those who would like to raise capital, those who would like to expand their businesses, I really invite them to always go and always continue God's calling. And let me really share the famous experience that my super coach, who is Patrice Chagi, used to give me for years. So he always told me, never, never, never give up. And that's really like a motto for me. And pushing me, arriving at this stage. And I'd like just to say to all entrepreneurs that there is always challenge. There is always challenge, but never, never give up. And God has a better plan for you. He will show you how to use his resources, but because this is his resources. So, and he has really a destiny for all of us.
Wow. What a word of encouragement. Never, ever, ever give up. What a word of encouragement. Thanks so much for that, Malantu. Malantu, this is Africa Week. We have the regional business plan competition for Africa this week, Madagascar, Congo, and Kenya. We're competing. Malantu Slevazar from Bulgaria says, good to see you.
Slev, good to see you. Too. Wow.
So Malantu, give us a little commercial. It's been a long time. Why should people come to check out the Africa regional competition this week on Saturday? Tell them why they should come. Why would you encourage them to come?
Yeah, because it's a unique opportunity, you know. First, to understand what is happening in Africa. Second, how you could contribute to develop Africa's economy through this network of Nehemiah. And third, you can also present your business and be really a model for all African countries here in Africa. And that's, you know, finally, because if you do not reach the regional competition, you could not reach the international competition. So that is a way to come to another step and to a higher level. Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much. Malantu, thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your experience. We want you to keep doing what you're doing. Thank God for you. And we'll have you back again sometimes in the future. Is that okay with you? To update us on how SGI Mada is doing so we can update our friends out there, our partners, our supporters. Wow, look at the fruit of what you all have done because of your prayers, your support. Today, SGI Mada is helping entrepreneurs impact Madagascar, even in the midst of COVID-19. Malantu, thank you so much. By the way, don't you guys leave yet because I want to pray for you. And after I pray for you, there's a video that will play on Nehemiah Week to encourage you as to why you should attend. But before Nehemiah Week, don't forget this Saturday, Nehemiah Regional Africa Business Plan Competition. We have Congo, we have Kenya, and we have Madagascar competing. Come and support so that we can find out who will represent Africa this year at the International Business Plan Competition. With that said, let me leave you with this word. Let me pray for you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enable you to steward those talents that he's placed under your care, enabling you to steward them in such a way that one day you will hear those wonderful words, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Guess what? He'll now make you ruler over much. God bless you. Malantu, thank you so much. Don't you leave yet. Watch this video, please. And see you at Nehemiah Week and at the regional conference. Nehemiah Week is an annual event designed to equip entrepreneurs and leaders from around the world to inspire and to honor marketplace leaders for their accomplishments and what they're doing to model Christ in the marketplace.
God is doing incredible things at Nehemiah Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, God has called us to be a light for him, to be an example for him, to be a model for him so that as others see us, not hear us, but see us, they can see a model of Christ.
Yeah, each year at Nehemiah Week, we gather the nations.
Our vision is to transform the marketplace with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, one entrepreneur at a time.
We have learned to do business in a godly way. I will actually spread this to our church as well.
Through the course of Nehemiah Week includes information around principles of biblical entrepreneurship, so really looking at biblical economics.
What we've learned this week is about training. Nehemiah Project is about training and then coaching and then accessing capital.
Nehemiah gave me God's vision. Really impacts the way that I see doing business.
Nehemiah Week not only gives birth to new ideas, connect us with resources and relationships that makes them possible.
So what we want to do is not just affect here in the U.S. We want to take this curriculum all over the world.
Whatever it is, the question is, what impact will this have on others?
It's something that's going to change lives. So I'm ready to use whatever I have for the benefit of the kingdom of God.
I believe that the nations are going to shake because of this week. Biblical entrepreneurship takes a stand to say we are going to be witnesses for Jesus Christ in the marketplace.